My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Last week, we were talking about blow-in fabric and insulating the walls of our project. I had mentioned that the blow-in fabric comes in a roll 9 feet wide by 600 feet long. That roll has been enough for me to use in 3 houses and 2 small standalone spaces. So what do you do if you want to blow in insulation but are talking about a smaller project? Who needs leftover materials hanging around forever? It's easy to blow in insulation in accessible attic spaces, and honestly, that's where homeowners use it the most. I've blown insulation in new construction behind plastic, and I would not recommend it. The plastic billows and stretches. You can allow for that if you put strapping up over the plastic prior to blowing in, but it's tough to impossible to get the cavities consistently and completely full with anything other than blow-in fabric. You'd be wise to use something other than blow-in in walls if you're not using the fabric. I've also blown in walls of existing houses. Sometimes that's your only option. It may not be ideal, but it beats uninsulated cavities. When you blow in existing walls, you need to have a good understanding of how the house is put together. The reason is, in understanding where all the cavities are, you'll be able to anticipate all the spots you'll need to drill to allow for the nozzle of the blow-in machine. You can blow in from the interior or exterior. Pick which makes most sense in your situation. You'll end up with quite a few holes to patch or cover with siding. Blow-in insulation comes with fill rates at various depths and densities. Having an idea of about how much you should be blowing in helps not only in buying material, but as a guide to how well you're filling the cavities. Each cavity will likely have numerous holes over the vertical distance. The upper holes allow air to escape while blowing the lower portions and afford a bit of monitoring as you insulate sidewalls in lifts. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.